Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, how are you doing, ladies and... Oh, Dr. Listening. Oh my God, I just almost called you ladies and gentlemen. Breaking my number one rule. How are you doing, Dr. Listening out there? How's my Professor Listening? I've got two Professor Listenings out there. More on that later. Welcome to another edition of The Lil Show. That's London Improv Live, the weekly podcast where we talk about stuff and we do improv based on the stuff we're talking about with special guests all over from all over the world sometimes, but mainly from the London comedy scene. And me, your host, Talal Kar Kooti. I'm not going to dwell on that. What's the deal this week, huh? I had a realization this week. I've been a bit down last couple months, and I've had some thinking this week, and I was like, when am I really happy? When am I actually genuinely really happy? And it's when I'm somewhere beautiful. I love to be somewhere beautiful, and I think that's what's missing in my life. London can be pretty ugly. When I'm really happy in London is when I'm walking around central London, looking at the architecture and the people wandering around the beautiful streets of London. But out in the suburbs, There's lots of greenery, I guess, but I don't go to the parks enough. But I want to live somewhere beautiful, Luke Valvona, co-host of The Lil Show.
Yep.
I want to go live somewhere beautiful. I want to live on an island or something. And I think I'd be really happy. I don't care if I was poor or rich, or successful. I just want to like sell fish on a beach in an island.
Don't care what sort of island?
Well, a tropical one.
Okay, yeah. I mean, because, you
know... Not Guernsey.
Yeah, I'm from the Isle of Wight.
Yeah. Not that kind of place. No. Well, is it beautiful there?
There are a lot of idiots there, though.
Yeah. Island life. Is that an island thing or is that Isle of Wight thing?
I think it's an island thing.
Yeah? But it's a simpler life.
Yeah. Access to water is easier.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's salt water, so I wouldn't recommend the drinking of it.
If I moved away...
Yeah.
And, like, gave up my life and just went and lived on a beach somewhere.
Yeah.
Would you keep doing The Lil Show without me?
Of course.
I don't want you to.
No. Okay, I'd change the name.
What would you change it to?
The Lol Show.
The Lol Show. And what would you change about the show?
The success of it. It would get higher ratings.
Would it?
Yeah.
You really think so?
I hope so.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, good luck with that, man. I'll keep you posted on that. I'm going to now, from now on, this year is dedicated to Island Watch. I'm going to be looking for my dream island, and I'm gonna go live there. There we go. Thank you. I was trying to hand someone something there and they were just ignoring me. So, Luke.
Yeah.
We've got great guests today.
Mm-hmm. We've got a whole island of guests.
You see where I got my intro from?
Yeah. A whole island of idiots.
So, what do you think we should be doing right now?
Introducing them.
Yes, we should. Joining us in the studio this week, goodness gracious me, we have the full cast of Numbskull Island. Calm down, everyone. Welcome, everybody. Numbskull Island is a brand new podcast. Well, brand new. It's been going for a few months now. all set on this one location, which is Numbskull Island. I'm going to introduce first Andy Charles, the mastermind behind the podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
How are you, buddy? You've been on the podcast.
I have, yeah.
A lot of times.
Three times, yeah.
Going back to your sketches we recorded together.
It was, how long ago was that?
That was quite, I think that may have been the second or third time we recorded.
Yeah.
We had you along.
When did the project start? Tell us a bit about the beginnings of this project.
This has been in my head for ages, but it's only, I had a period where I haven't been doing any improv and I fell into a depression, which is fun, but it's not.
No.
So after some therapy, I actually decided to get off my ass and do a project myself.
All right.
I set up Numbskull Island.
And has it helped with your depression?
Yeah, it has. And it has not helped with the stress.
You help. I help.
I think having Kate in your life is a good cure for
it's
depression.
Very we should hard bottle to be you. Depressed yeah. around her.
Make it yeah, okay. If we could bottle cure Kate. Depression. Essence.
I don't think you get much of
well, that's
bottle.
Kate O'Connor here.
Hello.
You want to step up to the mic there?
It did sound much more like a threat to me. We should bottle you.
We should bottle you.
Give us bottle.
What's Numbskull Island all about then, Kate?
Numbskull Island is a really fun place where loads of mildly eccentric characters live,
mildly.
I would say. Mildly. They all get together in different scenarios and we just like to hang out with them and see the kind of mad stuff that they do.
Yeah. And there's some recurring characters.
There are some recurring characters,
but then
yeah.
every episode has new elements to
yeah.
it as well. And
Absolutely.
It's a frolicking adventure of fun. We've got Sam, Drace and Letizia here as well.
Hey, how's it going?
You're all returning guests, by the way.
Yep.
Yeah.
yeah very happy.
Big
to-
fan. Big fan of the show.
Very happy yeah. to have you all back.
Got my little show tap.
Sam, welcome back, dude.
Thank you very much. Nice to see you again.
Good to see you too.
Yeah, this is good.
Mark Tyndall's here as well.
Tyndall!
Hello, Talal.
Hey, Mark, last time you were here, you were dead.
Yeah, repeatedly, I think.
Yeah. You were stuffed in the boiler there.
Oh, man.
Good to see you back on your feet, bro.
That was a hell of a Christmas. Thanks for letting me out for New Year. Appreciate that, bro.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming back. And Alex is here too. All right.
Is that it? Is that all I get? I was...
And that's enough.
You
of that.
Mother.
What's wrong, Alex? You're on the show all the bloody time.
I know.
He's
I'm
a
on
guest.
The show all the time, but is it, I'm a guest this time because Numbskull Island.
You've got to be nice to him.
I'm a guest.
I'm actually on the sofa. Yeah,
it's amazing.
To be fair, you were the one who was saying we should keep this bit going. Keep
True.
This bit shorter and to the point.
True,
but you know.
Different,
so for our next game.
No, Alex, it's cool to have you here, man.
It's good
as a
to
guest.
Be a guest.
It's great to have you as a guest.
It's
welcome.
Weird. I was a guest last week, technically speaking, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you
oh,
weren't
here
last
week.
Oh,
it was you underneath that mask. Oh.
Yes, it was me, DJ Caution.
It's like when you visit your place of work when you're not working and there's that weird thing it where is. People kind of, can I ask them things? Are we allowed
yeah.
to? And the clients approach yeah. you and... Is that strange?
The answer is no.
No.
Don't ask me anything. In fact, when I'm working as well, don't ask me anything.
Alex knows from his days as a stripper.
Yeah.
No what touching
is,
you either.
Yeah. What is that?
Yeah. All right, guys, let's... let's...
Wow, vivid image.
And he was a prospector as well.
I was.
Let's get on with it, shall we? Let's do some improv. Let's start off with a warm-up. We like to start the show with a blues sometimes, because... you know, you start on a low.
Really?
And there's only up from there.
Do you?
Yeah. I want to ask my guests today, what's been getting you down, apart from your cough, Mark?
Yeah, I have a cough
I'm sorry
too.
About that.
It's all right. What's been getting you down this week,
Mark's
guys?
Cough.
Really, it's been getting on
no,
your nerves?
Not at all.
Oh, okay. I've just been like texting it to him. Just
texting your cough.
I think it's been really sad that the snow hasn't really stuck in London.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if it's going to snow, you want some snow.
I think weather in general, because it really played havoc. I had to go somewhere last night. It's like a pub, and it
so
really
British.
Played havoc.
He had to go to the pub.
It really, really played havoc with my sat-nav on my phone. I was supposed to be meeting at a pub like in Trafalgar Square.
Yeah.
And
ended up in Greenwich.
Sent me to St. James Square, which is like 10 minutes away.
What, were like raindrops landing on your
yeah,
phone?
Yeah,
and
they
pressing
caused
buttons.
It, they caused it to make me go somewhere else.
Raindrops
just
kept
wipe
falling
your phone,
on his
Alex.
Head.
On my phone.
That's too manual. It doesn't do automatically.
Just to inform the listener, because this podcast comes out a couple of weeks after we record it. Yeah, it snowed yesterday. but yes. It didn't stick. It was pathetic. So, yeah. And it snowed a lot. It was a lot of snow.
But it was a wet snow.
Mm. People were calling it the blizzard of 2017.
Well, to be fair, like in other parts of the country, it did settle. You know, and we
did.
Just,
let's not be London centric on this London Improv live show.
Yeah,
this goes back to what I was saying earlier. Is that like, yeah, in more rural, beautiful, serene, scenic places,
you two can experience travel the weather problems.
What are you two doing?
The weather can
they have a lot of tours, don't they?
Yeah, the weather travel more scenically. In Canada, it's probably snowing.
But they're really good at snow. We're terrible at snow.
God, this is.
See, it's getting you down, Talal.
What's getting you down, Talal?
People talking about the weather as if it's interesting. That's what's getting me down.
Hey, welcome to the UK!
Where's your passport?
More like goodbye, UK.
No, Talal. I reckon...
I'm leaving. I'm going.
You off.
Tropical Island. I'm moving to Numskull Island. What's the weather like on Numskull?
Basically the Isle of Wight.
It's terrible.
It's quite variable.
It's variable.
Does it have a mountain?
There is. There could be.
I think it does.
Yeah, it's got snow,
isn't it?
Lighthouse.
All right, so we're going to sing the weather blues.
I'm sure I've done the weather before.
Well, you guys,
I'm sure you guys have
it's
as well.
It's your fault for coming on the show when it's raining.
Does anyone else have another thing they want to add to the blues?
Sure, we'll add to it when it comes round.
Okay, all right.
So Alex is going to be down.
My guitar is really big. I forgot how big it is. I spent so long looking at Luke's uke, it always surprises me.
It's so much bigger in person.
Look how big your guitar is.
Whoa. How small Luke's is.
But Luke uses his better.
Oh. You know what? That's completely accurate.
Well, it's all about the fingering, isn't it? Oh.
I was going to say Luke. It's all about the fingering.
What a man does. There we go. What someone does with their fingers makes up for the instrument.
It's not about the size of the instrument. It's about the size of the audience.
Don't fret.
Absolutely.
You can get better.
Is it tuned?
You know this is chaos, right?
There's too many of you here. Do it.
We're going to go around the circle. Luke starts, and we're going to go around the circle, ending with me. This is the Bad Weather Blues.
Well, I went through a blizzard. Yes, I fought and fought. To see where I was going, what I thought is it would be so much nicer if this snow wasn't the wrong sort.
Yeah. I was feeling kind of peaky. You might say I was feeling sick. All right. But when I went to the doctor's, he said, you look kind of sick. All right.
Look kind of sick.
I went home and got into bed, 'cause I was under the weather, yeah.
So poor me.
Well, I stepped out of work this evening time,
yeah.
And I saw up above me the clouds, they came rolling fine. And from those clouds, they poured down the sleet. Which it turned into the icy slush that froze my feet.
Well, I went out walking in that blizzard. I got so lost, I was dead for the buzzards. Snow buzzards. God damn, if I didn't look at the weather, I would have known that this was
A big hazard.
Mind the gap.
Well, I went out on a date with my baby crush.
Baby crush.
And all of a sudden, down from the clouds came some slush.
Slush.
But then I ruined my Ugg boots, trailing through that mush.
Gotta trail through that mush.
Well, my friends, I have to say, this week has been quite a downer. My life has been cursed by that snowy white horrible powder.
Oh God!
Sweet cocaine. Oh
my. But there's one thing I don't understand. One thing I don't get. If this is supposed to be powder, why are my legs so fucking wet?
It was a solo, Luke.
Day talking about the weather.
I think I speak for all our audience when I say, called that.
Well, again, it's how you use it, isn't it? all right, well done, everybody.
Like your guitar.
The rhyme, the obvious rhyme.
I think it's one of the metaphor things.
Oh, one of the metaphors.
Yeah.
They're metaphors. What are
those metaphors? Well, those metaphors, you're right. Meteorological metaphor, if you will.
Right.
Metaphors.
Sex.
All right, I'll tell you what. goodness gracious, you lot are wild. All right, we're going to play a little something now called...
Sex.
No, please, because it's quite the opposite. We're going to play Daddy Issues.
Oh, jeez.
She's crazy like a fool.
What about Daddy Cool?
That's right, it's time for Daddy Issues, the portion of the show where I play a pre-recorded interview I did with my dad.
With your actual dad?
With my actual dad, and we play a bit, me and my dad, we play a bit of word association, and then if an interesting topic comes up, we have a conversation about it. And it's often about his past, his childhood in Syria is often what I ask him questions about, because
cool.
He's lived an amazing life. Today's topic, we've kind of covered it in the past, but we've never heard my dad talk about it. So we're going to get his point of view on it, and I guess we'll just play the interview. After the interview, if you guys, if Numbskull Island, if you have any questions for me or Luke, I'll answer any questions, and then we'll go into an improv scene after that. Okay, guys? All right, so okay. I'll just hand you over to me, talking to my dad. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daddy Issues.
Hi, me. Thanks, me. I'm here with my dad, Mustafa Karkuti.
Hey, again. Mate.
Again. Yes, it's time for Daddy Issues. You know how it goes, Dad. We're going to play word association, and then we'll see what interesting conversation comes from that, okay? And we'll try not to go for 8 minutes this time. All right, here you go. Pens.
Pens. Writing?
Yeah. Refraction.
Mirror.
Good. Guilty.
Court.
Court.
Court. Judge.
Have you ever been...
Crime.
Have you ever been judged for a crime?
Yes.
Yeah? Were you found guilty?
And sentenced.
What happened?
But immediately pardoned.
What?
Yeah. Because I already spent the jail sentence before the trial.
Oh.
In detention.
I think we've talked about this on the show. Is this when you were a kid?
When I was at school, yeah. I was 17 maybe. Still in high school. That was political things.
What happened?
What happened?
Yeah.
When we were, situation. We were political activists.
Yeah.
That was early in the 60s.
Where?
In Syria, of course, in Latakia. That's where I studied at high school. And the Syria and Egypt were in a union for 3 years. Mm-hmm. But some mad dudes, mad officers, Syrian that is.
Did you just say mad dudes?
Yeah.
Okay.
organized a military coup. And split the union and separated Syria from Egypt. Hmm. The vast majority of young people like myself were the union supporter. So anyhow, we did a lot of underground things.
So Syria and Egypt were technically one country?
Yeah, for 3 years.
And why did you
from
support
58
that?
And say, well, it
why
was,
did you support that?
It was good for both nation, for both people. To have two large countries, two large economy working together with the hope that some other Arab country would join, like the European Union,
oh.
You know. It's always good for the lot of the people, all the nations who are members in that. Anyhow, to cut a long story short, we turned into activism, political activism, against the separatist government in Damascus, capital of Syria. So we went to our high school after midnight.
In Latakia?
In Latakia.
Northern Syria.
Me and my mate, fellow student, Nu'man. And we brought down the Syrian flag, the separatist Syrian flag. We raised the Union flag. We wrote slogan, we enter every single classroom. We broke into the classroom. We wrote slogans on the walls all over.
In what, in paint?
In
paint. Blood, sheep's blood?
No. In fact, in shoes.
Shoe polish?
Shoe polish.
Wow.
Because we couldn't afford buying paint.
Classic.
So we had shoe polish jar. And we mixed it with water inside the school, in fact, mm-hmm. in the yard.
Yeah.
It was such a beautiful night, moon shining. And that was the reason we were discovered. We were in the yard doing the shoe polish. And some neighborhood saw people, you know, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning walking in the yard. They thought we were thieves or something. So we were reported. So after we finished the job, we were leaving the place, of course, over the wall.
Mm-hmm.
As we were climbing down, there were military trucks and police cars and ambulance waiting for us. So anyhow, we were... tortured that night, beaten up on the sole of our feet.
Yeah, they caned your feet.
They caned us. And they continued that for the next few days. And then they transfer us to the main jail, still in detention. And we spent there about 40 days. When we were released, And 2 or 3 days later, we went to the court, and the sentence was, anyhow, about a month. But we overstayed in the prison 10 days.
Huh.
You know. And there was a fine as well. That's it.
Was your dad proud of you or angry with you?
He was very angry. Very, very angry initially. He never visited me at the prison because he was angry.
Oh.
Because he think I was too young to get involved. He spent a few times of his life in prison when he was also an activist, trade unionist. He was bakery trade union. So they were anti also government. They were detained.
So dad had similar political views as you, but he didn't want you getting involved.
Yeah, of course. That's normal, like any other dad.
Wow. And we briefly talked about your prison time on the show before. That's where you made friends with like murderers and rapists and stuff.
Yeah.
And also you formed a handball team in prison.
Yeah.
But I think we'll have to leave this there and we'll cover those stories another time. Thanks,
okay.
Dad.
Cheers.
Take care. All right, back to me. Me.
Well done, Mr. Conquita.
Crazy dude.
Wow. Oh, there's the music. Okay, yeah, that was him. Yeah, mad dude, innit?
Wow.
That was Daddy Issues. That was my dad. Any questions?
Badass. Total badass.
Yeah, completely.
So he didn't get any refund for the extra jail time?
No, yeah. He gets to put the judge in jail for 10 days.
I love that idea. You get 10 days of credit, so you do some really... You do some bad shit. Yeah. It's okay, because you've already served for jail time, so like they've got to let you off.
Wow. Yeah, but only a 10-day worth crime.
Yeah, what would give you 10 days?
Half a Snickers.
That's a pretty good... What would give you 10 days worth of... Probably just like a minor assault or something.
Well, like getting drunk but being put in overnight, you get 10 of those.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would save you a lot on Airbnbs.
Right, I've got a couple of nights left over. Yeah. A couple of days left over. Let's get drunk.
Should we go central? Because I've got a few cell nights.
How many of the others are there? Okay, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. Just stay out.
I like the fact that Kate's logic means you go to, how can I spend more time in jail? Not, how can I use this time to avoid going to jail? It's like, oh, cool, I want to go back to jail.
Yeah.
She's got a shank and everything.
Well,
do you want to see?
We all see it.
Well, if you guys want to start a scene then, whenever you're ready, Numbskull Island.
Tom. Right. We're both opposed to this fracking that's going on in the Midlands. So,
yes.
So I think the ideal solution is to go into our school.
Yes.
And burn the Union Jack.
Yes.
And paint slogans.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
And off they go. Middle of the night, they find Holchester Primary, and they climb over the fences.
Ouch!
Oh, Tom.
It's a pointy fence. Sorry.
Right, come on. Let me help you up.
Oh, my trousers.
Okay. Right, let's hope no alarms go off as I open this door.
They open a door, they walk through these dark corridors, and they find the caretaker mopping some stubborn puke.
Bloody puke won't come. Hey, oh, you two, you, hello. What are you doing here this time of night?
Mr. Johnson.
What?
Are you opposed to fracking in the Midlands?
Fracking?
Say yes.
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 Good, then we don't have to hit you.
Good. Oh. Well, I don't want to be hit, if I can help it, but fracking, no.
You can help it. You can help us.
Help my... What?
We're gonna burn the Union Jack and paint slogans everywhere to stop the fracking in the Midlands.
You're going to burn the Union Jack?
Yeah.
And stop fracking in the Midlands?
I think it will help the cause. We're young and political.
But the band...
No, the cause of stopping fracking.
I haven't heard that one. Is that on Spotify?
Shall we just pretend that he was opposed to us?
We cut to later that night. The caretaker's in the pub. So, they were talking about fracking. You know about fracking, don't you?
I do know about fracking. Yeah. I do.
So when they extract gas from... You don't know about fracking, do you?
I don't know about fracking. I thought it was a rude word.
No, it's not. No.
Here's your 2 points, lads.
Thank you, Darren.
Cheers, love.
Fracking.
Like in the Midlands, yeah. Midlands. A lot of locals are putting up a fuss, yeah. Because the powers that be, corporations, they're digging out gas from the ground, and it's supposedly harmless.
Harmless.
But it actually has really profound long-term effects.
Really?
Excuse me, I can help but eavesdrop on your conversations, and you were bad-mouthing corporations. I just ignore the very nice suit I'm wearing and just take my word that the corporations are good. They're here for you.
Well, firstly, I wasn't necessarily bad-mouthing. I was just explaining what fracking is.
So you're saying fracking's bad, but actually, it can be very good. Have you ever wanted warm hands? Well, if you set your taps on fire, you can have very warm hands. Isn't that ideal?
Set my tap on fire? What are you talking about?
A lovely side effect.
What?
It's been snowing recently. Wouldn't you like a shower of flame?
Ew, that would save me an awful lot in waxing my legs.
It would also burn off any unnecessary male back hair like you seem to have, sir.
I am coated in it.
You're like a yeti.
You think I'm wearing a jacket? I'm not.
You guys are crazy. You can't seriously believe this guy, can you?
He sounds like he's telling the truth.
He's wearing a nice suit.
He's lovely. Look at his head.
Since when do we care in this village about suits?
Oh, I've never seen one before.
I know, and I don't know when the corps are performing.
I'm out of here. I thought you were my mate, man.
Fine, go.
What about me? I'm a woman.
Frack off.
I thought you were a good landlady.
Well, I am. I just like a man in a suit.
And fire coming out of your kitchen sink. I'm done with this. I'm out of here. And then suddenly everyone starts gathering around this dandy with his suit.
Tell us more.
Well, I can tell you all you wish.
Have you seen my cufflinks?
Like magic.
Do you want to be a single?
I've got a pin tie pin.
We cut to 1 year later. The town, Holchester, has been renamed Fracton, and the school is Fracton Primary, and it's a pro-fracking town. Everyone loves fracking. Everyone is completely bald.
Ellis.
Have you noticed it's ever so cold these days?
I have, yes. Colder, but sexier.
Yeah.
I like the shine on you.
Yeah, I appreciate the entire sort of glistening shine of your body. It's beautiful.
Well, you know, we've got a lot in common, you and me.
Yarp.
We should,
Yarp.
Should head down to the pub.
Yeah, let's go to the pub and that.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
Down the pub, the pints are just coming out pure fire.
Here are my loves, 2 flaming pints of Guinness.
Thank you, lovely head on that one. Lovely, lovely flaming head.
And there's the guy at the beginning, the guy who didn't like fracking, he's sitting in the corner and he's looking proper pissed off and he's not happy with the world he lives in anymore.
Jimmy, why do you look so glum?
Oh, you lot have all sold yourselves out to the devil, haven't you? You're destroying
Jimmy,
our town.
Jimmy, you old icy bollock man, what's wrong with you? Look, have a flaming sambuca.
I don't have a flaming nothing! And he walks out and he's walking down the street and he sees 2 kids.
Hello, Mr. Jimmy. Hello.
Hey. Weren't you the kids who got arrested last?
Yeah. We came to find you. We know that you're the only. We know that you were the only person in this whole town opposed to fracking, and we support your cause. That's why we burnt the Union Jack in our school down in London.
Keep your voices down.
Yeah.
If anyone hears you talking like this,
yes,
you're gonna get in real trouble, guys. I've been dejected, rejected, and
ejected
from every social circle, and subjected to the
interjected.
Yes, all of that stuff, guys.
Interrupted.
We have to
corrupted.
This whole town is fucking corrupted, guys. We have to follow the money. We have to find out. Well,
it's not often that you see a fire hydrant that is actually spewing fire.
Exactly. It's dangerous. And everyone's been brainwashed. And I have a feeling that there's a certain suited, bollock-licking wanker who's responsible for all of this.
Should he be using language like that in front of children?
I believe he shouldn't. He's a bad influence on you children.
God, are you following me everywhere?
I follow the troublemakers. And there's only one left. You.
Well, there's three of us now, right? Right, boys?
Run!
Run!
Oh.
Now, and then there was one.
I'm not going to stand for this. How about you?
Leave my tie alone. You're ruffling my
shirt.
Leave
it, Norman. He's not worth it.
You're making my suit.
Put his trousers back on. What are you doing?
I'm all dishevelled.
This is useless.
Right, you two, break it up. This is no way to behave. This is a law-abiding establishment.
The street?
Yes. We make our streets establishments in Fracton. Because it's better for keeping the flames in.
Officer, you must stop this man. He's brainwashed the whole town.
No, you mustn't. You must look at my lovely ruffled and torn suit and believe me.
Take off your suit.
No.
You take off your clothes, Jimmy.
What?
Sure. There you go, I'm naked. What about you, Mr. Suit Man? What have you got to hide?
Well, take it off.
Oh, there go my silk undergarments.
Them too.
And my velvet vest.
And as more of his body is revealed, he seems kind of translucent. And then I go and poke him and my finger goes right through. He's made completely of gas!
You see? He is
my God!
Mr. Fracker.
He's a gas man.
I am the gas man.
What do you want with us?
Oh no, a naked flame!
Norman!
I'm having his tie though.
And everything flashes.
You look good in a tie.
Everything flashes to white as he bursts into flames.
Finally, Tom, we've done it. And we just ran away.
Yes.
Yeah. That was incredible. Now, hopefully, the Midlands can go back to normal and they can hopefully reclaim their Midland accents.
Yes. Yes, indeed. All right, that was... That was Daddy Issues.
I like the fact that a man composed entirely of gas chooses to live in a town which is filled with naked flames.
We never got to the bottom of his conspiracy. I'm sure there was...
Oh, that's why he wore the silk undergarments.
Famously fire-approved.
Yes.
Oh, he was just trying to free his brothers.
That's the one. There it is.
Earthy prison.
If a man...
It's dark down there.
If a man made entirely of gas... farts in the woods and nobody is around to smell it.
Nobody has a naked.
How
the
forest gas burn down? Fart?
All right, ladies and gents, and Dr. Listney, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to a song. This is Twin Peaks with Walk to the One You Love. And we'll be back with more improv with Numbskull Island, Luke Valvona, and me, Talaga Guti. See you in a minute. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Do you have facial hair?
Facial hair.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to not have facial hair?
Not have facial hair.
Well, we have a product for you.
Is it a razor?
No.
Good is it guess, though. Duplicatory cream?
It is not duplicatory cream. It's a real skin face mask.
A real skin face mask?
No fake skin here. This is real human skin.
Ah.
Wear it over your beard. Feel like you have a smooth face.
Does it work for women who have those little stray hairs that you have to pluck once a fortnight?
Yes.
Mm. I've been using it for four weeks, and my God, I can't see a thing anymore.
I used to have a face, but then they lifted off and used it to make this skin product, so I can't endorse it because I'm in total tone now.
My
word. I think the ladies didn't pay attention to me because of my beard, but since using the product, they all come up to me and go, "What's wrong with you?"
My wife doesn't recognize me anymore. Good.
Get yours now.
Now.
Real skin face masks, sustainably sourced.
My mum says that
My mum says that soon we won't have ears because, like, the government and that is going to take them away to use, like, some Orwellian dystopian future. So, you know, whilst we've still got our ears and that, you should listen to London Improv Live. It's dead good, and I've got no friends.
Hello, welcome back to London Improv Live, the Lil Show here with me, Talal Karkouti, Luke Valvona, and Numbskull Island.
Yeah.
Hello!
Creators and cast of. And now it's time...
That is horrible.
No, no, no. Let's just get a clean version of that.
Oh, there's a new one. Oh, nice slow motion.
Oh. I can do it with my eye.
Oh. Tiny.
He's a very thorough lover.
It sounds like a gerbil masturbating.
A very thorough
he
lover.
Looks quite like a gerbil.
Eye sex.
All right. It's time for a little something called Unlikely Bedfellows. Show's very own dating show, and that's where we meet people, famous people from history, from fiction, from the world, and we match them up on dates using a very highly advanced computer called the Lovatron.
Yes,
there it is. Hello, Lovatron. How you doing, Lovatron?
Not bad.
Yeah.
How you been?
Good, good, good. What do you think the sake? What do you think the state of love in 2017 is?
Error. Do not recognize. Sake of love.
State. The state of love.
Stake of love. Sake of love.
Do you have high hopes for the future of love? Do you have other interests apart from love?
No, love is just everything I need. Love is what makes the world go round. Love is the most important thing in the world.
What makes you qualified to make this? To make these decisions?
I have a PhD in love. Call me Dr. Lovatron.
All right, thank you, Lovatron. We'll get back.
Doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Lovatron. Yeah. We'll come back to you shortly.
Will.
But... That was Dr. Lovatron. So I've got Dr. Lovatron is now producing for me four contestants today. Four contestants are being produced by Lovatron. There we go.
There's one. There's two.
Randomly selected contestants.
There's three.
Very good.
I think that's it.
For the contestants, there they are, lined up at the back of the stage there. Everyone just hold up your name tags for me. Very good. Our first contestant, please welcome to the stage, Postman Pat! There you go, Postman Pat. You got a one-person applaud there. Applause.
Oh, hello.
Hello. How are you, Pat?
I'm very well.
You're an icon of my childhood.
Oh, thank you, Talal. It's really lovely to meet you.
It's so nice to meet you, too. I'm so glad you don't sound like you've smoked 40 fags a day and... Like, I was expecting you to be old and retired, but you're so youthful.
Well, it's me plasticine features.
Oh, of course, you're not made out of flesh. Does that affect you in day-to-day life, being made out of plasticine?
Well, I don't like to get too close to naked flames.
Oh, okay, I understood.
You know, sitting near radiators is a bit of a risk.
Where are you from?
Young children. They're a risk.
Yeah, young children.
Yorkshire.
You're from Yorkshire. Mm. Okay. What brings you here today, man? Why are you looking for love, Postman Pat?
Well, after the lady from the post office left me, I've been terribly alone.
Oh, no. Mm. What about your cat? Doesn't he keep you company?
Oh, well, he suffered an unfortunate incident under the wheels of a bulldozer.
No, don't say that. Mm.
He's now... A black and white mat.
So, Postman Pat, what do you look for in an ideal partner? What would be something you're looking for in an ideal partner, Postman Pat?
I don't really like dogs.
Okay.
Yeah, but they don't like me, so not a dog owner.
I don't think I'll be matching you up with a dog as a lover today.
No.
So what turns you on in a person, huh?
I really like people who like routine and doing similar things every day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you like routine?
Yeah.
Don't you find that a bit boring, or do you find comfort in routine?
No, I find comfort.
Yeah, okay. What's a big turn-off for you then?
Anyone who likes straying out of the boundaries of England.
Like holiday goers. You don't like people going on holiday. You don't like anyone like the army. No. You hate the army. No.
Anyone who leaves these fair green pastures.
Well, eventually.
Anyone who doesn't like grass.
Eventually, Jerusalem will be built on our green and golden land.
And fertile? I don't know.
So,
do you anyone who doesn't like grass? People who think that cricket isn't a real sport.
Okay.
And those who don't think that mining is good.
Okay. Well, we've taken all that information, Postman Pat, and if you just pop your name tag into Lovatron there, and Lovatron will be matching you up, and I hope all the best for you today. I hope you find
thank
love.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Postman Pat, everybody. All right, joining us next is... on stage coming up is Meryl Streep, everybody! Woo! Meryl Streep! Meryl Streep! Wow!
Well, thank you, darlings. You're thank you very much.
Very welcome. Thank you. Welcome to Unlikely Bedfellows, Meryl. It's good to have you.
To be here.
Again, another icon. I've grown up knowing your face and your acting.
I think I know why you've got me here now, don't you? You want to see my golden globe.
Oh, yes, that's right. Bring it out. Let's
here
see it.
Is. I'll just get it out of my dress.
Oh, it's shiny.
Do you want a rub?
Okay. Ooh.
Now, don't tarnish
it's
it now.
So you've invited me to rub it. So, Meryl, Mrs. Streep.
Mrs. Streep, please.
Miss Streep.
Please, don't demean me.
Goodness gracious, you've done everything. You've been Margaret Thatcher. You've been in Lemony Snicket's.
I've been the Iron Lady.
I just said that one, yeah.
I've been...
You've been in Terms of Endearment? No.
The Devil Wears Prada?
The Devil Wears Prada, yeah, that was a good one of yours. Yes. Out of all of your incredible film roles and opportunities, what has been your favourite that you think most best defines you as a person, Meryl Streep, Mrs. Streep?
To be honest, it's probably one of my little unknown stage plays that I put on and acted in as a one-woman play.
You acted in it as a one-woman play. Was that your character?
I was the one-woman play. I was writing the play and I was the play. It was a very meta and a lot of critics didn't understand it.
Well, I'm sure I can imagine. And why did that best define you? What was about that character that spoke to you?
Well, it's because it's all about me.
So you love... you're very proud of yourself. You love yourself.
Well, I brought a Golden Globe around with me. So I've got quite a bit of a narcissism problem. But people love me.
And how does that translate into a relationship? What kind of thing are you looking for in a partner here?
Well, what I like is someone subservient, someone that won't steal the limelight. Who I don't want is anyone related to the Ku Klux Klan, anyone about to be president, anyone that mock the disabled, really.
Or orange-skinned.
Or orange-skinned. Or have Twitter rants at 3 a.m.
On the toilet.
Probably.
Yeah. While attempting to pursue a political career and taking part in celebrity arguments on Twitter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Someone with a very fragile ego. I need someone strong and stable.
Yeah. And what's your favourite sexual position?
69, obviously.
Of course. All right. Meryl Streep, everybody. There she is. All right, and joining us next... Meryl, just pop your name tag into Lovatron there. Lovatron, if you will just take that.
Thank you.
There we go. All right. All right, coming up next is... Oh, my Lord. King Henry VIII is joining us. King Henry VIII is here, everybody.
Hello, my subjects.
Oh, hello, King Henry. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
It's very good to have you here. So you've been through a bunch of wives, huh? That's the most famous thing about you.
Yes. Despite my many achievements, defender of the Catholic faith, formed my own church, wrote music, hunted extensively, declared war on France, suffered many life-threatening injuries, all that people know and care about is the fact that I had multiple wives and killed two of them.
Mm.
Only 2 out of 6.
And
I
you're
mean,
fat.
That's not even half.
You're fat as well.
I prefer padded, but yes, I am fat.
And
also
that's
true.
Head you did
cut
do
off.
A lot, but you said defender of Cath. Color, nice boots, King Henry. So you talked about defending the Catholic religion there, but then you said you formed your own church. Is there not a conflict of interest there?
Well,
is the Church of England part of the Catholic Church?
No, the Church of England is a Protestant faith and therefore separate from the Church of Rome. No, I mean, for the first 30-something years of my life, I was known as one of the finest Catholic kings of Europe.
Mm.
I had a Catholic wife.
But then because you weren't allowed to divorce her...
That's right. Because for various boring political reasons, I was not allowed to divorce my legal and in every way legitimate wife.
So you just dumped that Catholicism lark and started your own church?
Yep.
How loyal and faithful of you.
Yep.
So what do you think, why do you think a potential lover of yours or partner of yours should put any trust in you, King Henry VIII? I'm not trying to attack you here. I'm trying to help you sell yourself. So why should anyone trust you now after the way you've treated your previous wives?
I think I'm just an old romantic at heart. Yeah. I'm looking for the right person.
Oh.
And... there's times when I think I found the right person.
Oh.
Then she didn't turn out to be the right person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I either divorced her or had a head cut
See,
off.
See, people look at you as the villain, but really, you've been through a lot. You're a victim.
That's right. All love. I wanted was a son to maintain my line.
Oh, yeah.
Now I have my son, and he seems perfectly healthy, and in no way will he die young.
Yeah, he's doing great, yeah.
I think I can let myself go and start to have some fun.
Good for you.
Lucky number 7. Who wants to be it?
Yes, let's hope that you find number 7 today. That's if you just pop your name into Lovatron there, gently please.
I'm famously so.
Yeah, I got that, thank you.
Nice one, Lovatron. King Henry VIII, everybody. All right, and our final contestant today. Oh, man, such an iconic lineup today. Soul singer, great soul singer, famous Scientologist and dead man. Isaac Hayes is here, everybody.
Hello there. Hello, how are we?
I'm full of joy to be here with you, and I won't be walking on by
you did there.
Because of third Isaac Hayes reference.
Very nice. Good job.
Welcome to the show, Isaac.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. So you're looking for love, huh? What's going on with you? Why are you lonely, or are you just looking for some fun?
Well, you know, man, it's one of those things. You know, when you've been around the block a couple of times, you know, you want a woman who can really satisfy.
Okay, you've yet to find that. You're known, though, for very romantic, sexual songs,
sure.
Provocative, groovy, and they're
right.
Songs for getting it down to. You provide the soundtrack to
I'm a real giving person.
You've provided the soundtrack to a lot of babies being created.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm surprised to find you so lonely and looking for love, having such a soulful... loving musical flair.
Well, you know, you need someone who's gonna match your flair, your soul, your heart, your ginormous heart.
Yeah, you know? Big old heart. So, how do you envision your perfect partner?
A whole lot of woman, you know. I need somebody who's gonna. Well, you know, it doesn't. At this moment in time, I'd be willing to experiment. You know, it's I gotta try these things, and you know, I'm a king. I didn't tell you this. I want to tell people I'm a king in Ghana, of a region in Ghana.
Really?
I was made a king. Yeah, yeah.
Like a tribal king?
Of a region of Ada in Ghana. Yeah,
wow.
And you know, I went out with a couple of women, Ghanaian women, and they're a whole lot of women.
Yeah.
But I need somebody who can really satisfy.
Well, I hope to find that for you today, Isaac, although I can't guarantee it'll be a woman. Okay,
well, I'm willing to experiment.
This is the most progressive dating show in the world. Yeah? We don't always match up in a heteronormative
Alrighty.
Way. All right, Isaac?
Sounds good to me.
All right, well, I wish you all the best of luck. That was our last guest, everybody, Isaac Hayes. Oh, just pop your name into Lovatron there. There we go. Pop your name tag into Lovatron.
Mm.
There we go. Thank you. All right, and now... it comes to the point where I switch on Lovatron's matching program.
Go on, then.
There we go. Click.
Thank you.
There we go. And he's working away there.
Things are worrying. Things are happening.
He's going to produce our first couple now.
Hey, here we go. First couple.
Here it is.
First couple is here.
It's Postman Pat is going to be going on a date with King Henry VIII.
I told you.
And, wow, King Henry VIII and Postman Pat. So that, of course, leaves Isaac Hayes with a female, with Meryl Streep. Very good. Thank you, Lovatron.
I'll be off.
How do you feel about this matchup? You confident?
I've never been wrong.
No, you haven't. No, you've never let us down.
I've never been here.
No, it's the first time you've spoken, actually.
So let's see if I'm wrong.
All right. Well, we'll whisk you away now. All of our daters, they're in their limos. They're being whisked away to our staple restaurant. We always send our dates to the Derriere de Riviera. We've got two waiters there. They're going to take a table each, and I'll hand over to our waiters over at the Derriere de Riviera. Are you there, waiters?
Hello!
Yes.
Hello, guys.
I'm here.
We've got two hot dates coming in for you guys.
Oh, wonderful.
We got Henry VIII with Meryl Streep.
No,
I've got that wrong. I've got Postman Pat with Henry VIII. That's
yes,
right.
That
makes more sense.
Yes, and Isaac Hayes and Meryl Streep. They're coming, making their way over to you now.
Okay.
Just let me know when you see them, and I'll leave you to it.
All right, fine. Yes, we'll...
Postman Pat, come right this way.
Oh, they're there. Okay, yeah, cool. Take it away, guys.
Go on, Giuseppe, you have these two.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Could we have a table for two, please?
Yes, right this way.
I would ask for an additional chair, please. I am quite fat.
Ah, you under the fat man chair?
Yes, please.
Ah, come in the right up.
Anytime you want to bow, just go ahead, okay?
I am from Italy.
Oh, God.
Bow or I will cut off your head.
Okay.
There we go. Mr. Pat?
Pat, yeah. What do I call you?
Your Majesty first, and then Sire for all following statements.
Righto. Oh, Pat'll do for me.
Would you like some drinks?
I'll have a hogshead of ale, three bottles of claret, some dessert wine, and what would you like?
I'll have a glass of water, tepid.
Okay, I've just got these right here, ready.
I'll also have some brandy.
Oh, that'll be 2 minutes.
Thank you.
So, tell me, your Majesty, what do you do?
Mostly I rule the kingdom. Well, I ostensibly say I rule. I mean, what I actually do is really serve more as a symbolic figurehead of power, while the actual business of ruling is done by a small council of significant individuals, such as Sir Thomas Cromwell, for example. He's a good man, even though he's a bit of an oily tick. Otherwise, I mostly hunt and whore and generally eat myself into this enormous state in which you see before you.
But you do this all within the confines of our fair isle.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, well, then, yes. That's all right, then.
Yes, green and pleasant land of ours.
Oh, say that again.
This green and pleasant land of ours.
Green. Yes. Bit like that jacket.
Yes, do you like
those
it?
Those sleeves.
Yes. It's ermine, which I dyed green because I particularly liked it.
I do like your green sleeves.
Yes. I like what you did there. You've got a sense of humour. You would fit in well.
Here's your brandy, your Majesty.
Thank you, foreigner.
Would you like any appetizers? Some bread rolls or some garlic bread, perhaps?
I'll have some grass, please.
Okay, that is unusual choice.
I'll have it all.
Okay, you sure?
Twice.
You won't have room for pudding.
Don't tell me what to do. I'll have it all twice.
Okay, I was just being a cheeky.
Right, you're Italian.
Hello, it's Isaac Hayes, and you must be Oscar-winning multiple millionaire Meryl Streep.
Well, hello there.
Hello.
Hello there, darling.
It's so good to see you. Would you like to come in?
Very much so. I love these authentic restaurants.
There's a real feel of the Italian here.
Yeah, a real feel of Italian Greek.
Let's follow the Italian fanboy and
like
Italian
a kebab
man.
Or something like that. Please sit down on the chairs.
After you, Merrill.
Oh, well, a gentleman you are.
Should I say Mrs. Streep?
Mrs. Streep, but maybe later. Merrill.
But not now.
Not now.
What would you like to drink, you two?
I'll have a claret.
A claret what?
A claret red wine.
A claret.
Is something the matter?
I'm a stage fright. Claret red wine.
I never get stage fright.
And do you?
I'll have a beer.
Beer. What beer?
What do you have?
I'll just get you a normal. I'll leave you to alone.
So you have simple tastes then?
Well, I like to start safe and I'll push out in other areas as we get there.
I see. I like your eyebrow wiggle.
Well, thanks. So, Merrill, what do you do in your spare time when you're not doing films and the things people know you for?
Well, when I'm not doing films, I'm thinking about the next movie project I could get involved in. Or charity work. Very good PR.
And
makes people love me more.
Nice. That's good.
Yeah. What about yourself when you're not singing soulful tunes?
Well, I'm a bit of an actor myself. And, I like a bit of humanitarian work, charity work. You know, I'm a king. I didn't tell you this. Did I tell you? I'm a king.
You're part of the monarchy.
In Ghana.
In Ghana?
Yeah.
And how's it going in Ghana?
Well, it's hot. Let's say it's hot. Hot. Where is that?
I will say.
Okay, here is your peace vassal beer, and you get the clarinet.
No, I wanted the wood instrument, claret, just to play while I eat.
Clever. I'll go get you one. What do you want for food?
Can we have some menus?
You there?
Oh, these are the I see they're on the table already. I normally get served menus. Well, let's see.
I can relate to that. I can really relate to that. Yeah. I always get served everywhere.
It's quite refreshing.
What would you like to eat?
What do you recommend?
Food.
Well, that's good. Anything not edible on this menu?
The menu? King Henry VIII, here is your main course. Everything on the menu, each stuffed inside the larger dish on the menu. It was particularly difficult stuffing the soup, I must admit.
But you found a way, and it really is amazing what you can do with a sword at your neck. You said it couldn't be done, and now you've done it.
And I'll just get them to lower the forklift truck.
Yes.
And there you go, there is your dish. And post them on the pad. Knock, knock, ring, ring. Meatballs on your plate.
Lovely, thank you. So anyway, as I was saying, my full name is Postman Patron of Aragon, and I hope that won't cause too much of a problem.
Well, I mean, I quite worked to put her out of my mind, you know. I mean, the daughter's a bit of an issue. I should probably put cards on table here. Amongst my many other good qualities and my obvious faults, I do have some children from previous relationships. I hope that won't come between us.
Oh, I shouldn't think so. I have children of my own. They can frolic together.
Excellent. Mm. How do you feel about bastards? I have several bastards, including one legitimized one.
Oh, well, I do too. See, I've got one from T Bakery and one from T Butcher, and I've got them all tattooed on my arm. See?
Ah. Would you like to see my tattoo?
Oh, I'd love to, yeah.
Well, maybe later. Now I have to eat.
Here we go. Here is your swan with... rusted apple in the anus.
glistening with vinegar strokes. And for you, Mrs. Streep, the lasagna.
I love authentic food, don't you?
It's very Italian. Yeah, yeah. Can I... Waiter, come back.
What?
Can I have some pepper?
Pip.
That's great, thanks. And for you, Meryl?
Can I get a little bit of pepper on mine? Oh, that's a bit too much. Can you take it back and get me a new one?
I just took it off.
It's really refreshing to feel treated like Italian people do.
It is, it is. Tell me, I hear you believe that silly stuff is Scientology.
So
you're very gullible, I believe.
Gullibility does not come into it, my dear Miss Streep. Mrs. Streep, should I say. It's about believing in something bigger than yourself. It's a community of people.
No.
Excuse me?
Believe in something bigger than me. No.
You have a golden globe, I see.
Yes, got it between us here, shining away.
Is this organization not bigger than just you?
That's the acceptance of all
help,
the peons.
Help! This man is crazy! He chased me with a sword!
Come back, you fool, I fear you. You were shortchanging your king. There's no quail.
You said Bishop, I get to the nafs. There's only one slice of cheesecake. Ah! Look at me!
Gammon!
You're gonna just set me down!
Sire, should we just go? We could go somewhere else. We could go in my van.
Could I just squeeze my enormous self into it?
Well, it's a postal van. You could get in the back.
Excellent. Talk me through what this postal thing is.
Well, I go around to other people's houses and knock on their doors and sometimes give them packages. Or sometimes there's an awl in the front of the door and you push stuff through it.
Fascinating. And on these packages, is there some form of royal image?
Oh, as it happens, sire, there is.
Ah, it's, the royal mail.
The royal mail, with a stamp, with a picture of the... Oh.
Yes, choose your next words carefully.
Oh,
my temper is notoriously difficult.
I think you should say queen. It'd be funny.
There's a picture of a queen.
A quin.
Quim.
There's a picture of a quim on there.
No.
I was going to say.
No,
if you fold it like this, there is. Hold on. Keep talking.
I've got some etchings I'd like to show you.
Oh, not me.
Are they bronze rubbings?
Aye. Brass rubbings.
That's a different
Although,
metal.
I am king, so I could probably upgrade. Should I upgrade from brass to bronze, maybe to gold? Would you like some gold? Would you like a life of...
I would like a lifetime of gold rubbing.
Yes. Well, I am king, so it's entirely viable we do that.
Well, okay.
Waiter!
Yes?
What is it those people are having?
Quim, yes, quim.
That man seems to have all of the food.
It looks exciting. Can we join them?
Well, it's a very expensive, Giuseppe?
Yes,
I'm gonna need a hand.
Okay.
Lot of food I need in here.
I'll bring the forklift truck.
No, it's fine. Well,
the forklift truck.
Don't you swear at me.
Oh, shut up in your face.
Stereotypical.
Waiter, it's fine. We can join them. He's got enough food for everybody.
He's gonna bring the truck.
I'm sorry. You seem to be under the misapprehension that you in some way will be able to share this food. I'm a king, damn it.
Well, if I start from one side and you start from the other, I'm sure we'll meet in the middle somewhere, Your Majesty.
Giuseppe!
Henry! Oh, God, no! Oh, God, Henry! Sire!
Remember me.
Oh!
As a generous, loyal, trustworthy peacemaker.
Oh, God, he's just as ignorant as... You?
Oh, no, I've impaled the king on my forklift truck.
A bigger, fatter king? Why?
He was just too huge.
Just in the way, no matter where he was.
I could not get around the corner.
Gentlemen.
What a pasty,
I think I have a resolution to your problem.
Please, have you got a resolution to the sketch?
Well, if you take this enormous mountain of food, which one is stuffed into the other, if you take this enormous king and stuff him full of that, you will have the finest meal in all of the land.
You get out! You're fucking sick, man!
What do you mean? Get off me!
Everyone
what do you mean,
out!
Everybody?
Get off me!
Just told me to call the police to get the dead king
what
out
do you
of
mean?
Our place!
Wait! Just let me put this pudding in his
I'm
face!
I've still not eaten, I haven't had any food!
Nino, Nino!
Oh, Clinton!
Oh my god!
Here we go!
I can't have this.
Giuseppe, run! I take the flag!
Luigi, I have an idea!
Oh, everybody exit the building!
Meryl, get in my van!
Don't,
let's go!
Don't worry, darlings. Don't worry, I'll soothe them with my claret playing. Boop, boop.
No, that's enough! I threatened you with the sword! Get out! No.
Alright, and there Amos leave it! Goodness gracious, Lovatron!
Yes.
What have you done, mate? Everyone ended up getting arrested or impaled!
I mean, the obvious joke there was a champagne flute, but.
Yeah.
Never mind.
And something about.
Clarinet.
A pie and counting money, and then there's a pie full of
blackbirds. But that's racist.
But it's got Henry VIII in it instead. That was a travesty. That was an atrocity.
That was a
we've never had a murder on Unlikely Bedfellows before.
Not a full-blown killing.
Okay, well, that's the end of that segment.
Pardon me.
We're going to listen to a quick song. During that song, me and the guests, we're going to think of a movie that kind of signifies the topics that's been brought up today. We're going to try our best to think of a good movie that will match what's been discussed today. And then when we come back, we're going to play movies with Numbskull Island cast and crew, Luke Valvona, myself, Talal Kakuti. Right now, we're going to listen to Wristband by Paul Simon. Enjoy.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You sit with me, kid, and I'll make you a star. Movies. Camera speed. Movies. Lights. Movies. Action.
Yes, it's time for Movies, 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 the portion of the show where we take a movie and then I read the synopsis of that movie and then we act out an abridged version of that movie, whether we've seen it or not, whether it's accurate or not, it doesn't matter. And today's cast is myself, Luke Valvona, and the cast and crew of Numbskull Island. We had a nice chat there during the break. Who would like to tell us what film we're doing?
The King's Speech.
That's right, The King's Speech. The King's Speech from 2010. directed by Tom Hooper and written by David Seidler. I'm only saying those names now so we can apologise for what we're about to do to your movie.
Avid listeners to the podcast will say, oh.
If I had ears. Well, of course they are. But, you know, if they're not direct listeners, they'll hear about this. Yes, you can bet your
indirect listeners.
Can bet your frilly pants on it.
I'm sure we're the first people to ever do a spoof of
they,
the speech.
They only heard an echo of it.
A whimper.
So here it is. I'm going to read the synopsis, and then as soon as I'm done with the synopsis, oh, I'm going to do some opening music. Ooh. I'll use my guitar for that. Ooh. And then you guys begin the film, okay? Whenever you feel appropriate. Okay, here we go. So the synopsis is thus. The story of King George VI of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. His impromptu ascension to the throne and the speech therapist who helped to unsure monarch... And the speech therapist who helped the unsure monarch become worthy of it. The King's Speech. That's the story of King George VI with the United Kingdom and Great Britain and Northern Ireland, his impromptu ascension to the throne, and his speech therapist who helped the unsure monarch become worthy of it.
Oh, I'm King George V and I'm terribly old and probably about to die. Oh!
The King is dead!
Long live the king!
But he's dead. No,
the new
king.
Right. Oh,
put it out.
My father was a.
He was a fucker.
I'm sorry.
No, can't do it.
Excuse me, Your Majesty. I'm a speech therapist, and I can help you.
What?
I can help you speak better.
How will you make me speak better?
All you have to do is think in an Irish accent. It's much easier. It just rolls off the tongue.
Think in an Irish...
There you go.
I can't. No. I won't do it, you... fraud.
Just put a T on the front of it, like that. There you are. How's that? Tip the tongue, top of the teeth. Tip the tongue, top of the teeth. How's that?
I can't do it. Can't. No. No, I'm not having this. No.
And we interrupt this broadcast of random guitar music to announce that war has been declared.
King, your subjects need you. They need to be reassured. To go into this battle.
We're all terribly scared and there's something awful about that.
I took the best representation of the public in this one man.
I speak on behalf of all of your people of Great Britain and Northern Ireland and we're terribly scared.
Maybe you can test an awe-inspiring speech on him. In your own time.
People of Britain! This is a news broadcast from the BBC.
Well, why is a woman talking on the BBC?
It has come to our attention that our great monarch, King George VI, whose brother we appear to have glossed over in fine style and has run off with an American woman, is going grace us all with a speech that will inspire a nation. Originally, we had thought that he was going to present us with a slightly furry fruit. However, this appeared to be a misunderstanding at the BBC. We will return in due course with a recording of the King's finest speech, and we'll all feel very much better. Somebody put the kettle on.
Tink.
Wait a minute, right. If it's on the radio... How do they bloody know that it's him?
It's 1939. Everyone just sort of trusted the BBC.
Well, exactly. They can trust us if we put an imposter on and just say it. Then we don't need to teach him how to speak at all.
Oh, you devious bastard.
But all this time I've spent teaching him how to speak proper. And you're going to...
Look, he's been teaching me how to speak
He's speaking like an Irishman.
Boys, led the Irishman into the BBC.
Talking like a...
Right, concentrate on getting really angry now.
Fuck off, you fuckers, you ass-hurried bastards.
They are fluent as a babe.
We don't want him sounding like a numbskull from Ireland.
This is a newscast from the BBC. This afternoon, we received a recording of some crazy Irish bastard claiming to be the king. It has been decided that this recording is inappropriate to play to the people of the United Kingdom. Therefore, we shall have to keep you on tenterhooks some while longer. Somebody put the kettle on.
I can't be fucking... Why? Why have I got to be in this accent and get all my words out?
Meanwhile, in Germany...
Yeah, they are weak, yeah? Look at that king. He's gone all Irish.
Yeah, they have stupid... Yeah.
Mein Führer. Now they are ripe for the invasion, mein Führer. We should begin immediately.
This is very jolly music for such evilness.
But we don't know that we're evil. We think we're right and entirely rational and reasonable.
Yeah.
What's evil about us?
Oh, you all think that. Oh, okay.
You're the nuts.
Never mind. I said anything.
Suddenly very suspicious of you.
This is eine Newscastinform.
What is that woman doing on the radio?
German news program. We are awaiting a recording from a mustachioed individual who's quite short to tell us what is about to happen in our fine country. Somebody create a Wattwurst.
Wattwurst. That was an advert on behalf of the Nazi Party. Enjoy.
And then we see it's a rainy London night and the king is taking a walk on his own in disguise. He's wearing a big hat and he's walking around on his own just trying to sort his mind out. And he sees a little boy playing in the dirt.
And then this rock will... say to this rock, you bad rock, I don't like you. This rock goes, I don't know. He smashed the rock, see? Yeah, this is great. I'm going to smash the rock.
Hello, little boy.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Hello, old man. Mind your own business.
Old man.
Yeah, mind your own business. What are you messing around with me for? I'm playing some rocks here. What?
What do you mean, old man? I'm not that old.
Well, you're older than me. You look older than Mrs. Smith at school, so you must be pretty old. I'd put you at about 300 years old.
I think you need to show some
respect. Oh, what's wrong with you? You can't get your words out, huh? What's wrong? What's something stuck in your mouth? Spit it out.
Plums.
Wow, look at this, sir. This guy over here. Hey, Patrick, come over here. What? Look at this geezer. He can't even talk properly.
Who's that?
Look at him. He's like... stuttering.
He's stuttering. He's got like his mouth is invalid.
What is wrong with you?
But I have a very, you have a very, very bad...
crappy mouth. Crappy mouth.
Crappy mouth. Crappy mouth. Crappy mouth.
Crappy mouth. Look, you fuckers! Fuck off! Just leave me alone, will you? You pair of bastards! fuck right off, and you...
And he opens his eyes and no one's there. He's just shouting to himself.
Where did those boys go? Wait a minute. No impediment. No problems. The thistles and tits. Yes, I can say things. I will approach Adolf Hitler and tell him he's a rascally rabbit. Or something like that. I want to get my righteous right. That's a bit crap, actually. A bollock.
And he goes skipping off back down to Buckingham Palace. The big night, the crowds are formed in the park and they're all cheering for King George, and there's confetti and banners everywhere, and they're all gathered around, all facing the Buckingham Palace, the big balcony on there, and it's got a microphone set up, and we cut to the news.
This is a broadcast from the BBC.
Seriously, what's that woman doing on that?
I've written a letter.
Today is the day. We've had several recordings that we thought we'd try and pass off as live. All of them more shit than the last. At least one is from an Irishman, a couple of Kiwis, and one man who we think was from South Africa. It might have been Rhodesia. We are... we have decided that the best
thing to do is to set up shop here at Buckingham Palace to get the word straight from the horse's mouth, as it were. Mr. King, sir, are you ready to address your people?
I am ready.
He's ready. Has everyone got a cup of tea?
Yeah!
Lovely. All right.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're sitting comfortably, then he'll begin.
Go on, Your Highness. You can do it.
My fellow subjects, this is King George. Has anyone seen my wife? She's been missing for quite some time. I just thought I'd put that out there. We face a... not a ball back. We face a terrible situation over in Germany.
I feel that we should face this enemy with our stiff upper lip
and remember
your training.
Remember
your crappy mouth.
What's she doing for a fucking... Rip King George, you know, you bastard. What are you figuring out? Let's go over there and kick his... arrow in his arse.
We cut to the Germans listening to the speech.
Oh, nein. This is bad.
Yeah, I mean, this
sounds really angry. He's
all aggressive.
Put a crazy Irishman in charge.
I know. But, and the Irish, I mean, you know, we all know what role they're going to play in the war. I mean, fantastic.
This will not do. I hear they're all bombers and crazy suicide people.
Yeah, I mean, we're just one of those things, you know.
The last time that the Irish got involved in a world war against us, they had a revolution right afterwards. So, maybe.
Ah.
Maybe we could...
Talk more, Heinrich. Tell us of your plan.
Well, first we lose the war. And then secondly...
Right.
The Irish rebel.
Duplicitous.
It worked last time. It should work again.
Mein Führer, what do you think of this?
I have some bad news, gentlemen.
What?
I've just started a second way battle front.
And you didn't even tell us? What's the matter with you, man? I thought you had no secrets in the wolf.
I thought the English were so weak. And then they had a strange Irish... bastard shouting at me, and he made me pee myself.
I mean, so long as you've not declared war on Russia or something ridiculous like that, we'll be fine.
Oh, scheiße.
Oh, mein Gott. We are doomed.
Oh, the king, he could learn to speak. And if he speaks well, we'll win. When we win this war, we'll all be... Happy again.
Our king doesn't speak crappy again. He's got a foul mouth, but at least it works. Take it away, King George!
Fucking hell, you bloody bastard! Gonna call over here and come back out there! What the fuck are you gonna do that for? You bad wankers!
King George, sir, we had all those children who were teasing you executed.
Sir Winston Churchill, I can say you are the finest king our country could ever have asked for.
And then Churchill and the king shake hands, and the camera comes out of the window and goes wider and wider, and we get a long shot of the London landscape, and you see some gallows, and there's three children swinging in the wind. Turns out they weren't imaginary. They were imaginary, and they just took three random children and hanged them. And that is the end of the king's speech, and it's also the end of the bloody Lil Show, guys. Well done, everybody.
So getting sued for that,
aren't we? No, we're not. It's been fantastic. I love you all. Thank you all for coming in. I've had a really good time. You guys had a good time. Great stuff. So Numbskull Island, it's on iTunes podcasts. It's is there a
iTunes,
website as well?
SoundCloud, you can get from Stitcher. We have a Facebook page. And every episode drops the first of the month.
Fantastic. And it's very important you remember it's Numbskull without a B. It's N-U-M Skull. Numbskull. It's really good show. It's cracking. It's very funny. Lots of variety. And a really great cast. And you guys are fantastic. Thank you for coming down. Any more plugs other than that? Does anyone like to plug anything? Go ahead.
Me and Luke need to plug something. The Shoreditch Improv Festival is at the Water Poet in Spitalfields. I believe February the 17th through the 19th. All weekend. There's like 90 acts. And it's going to be awesome. So if you go to City Impro's website, there is information about tickets up there.
Fantastic. Excellent news. Awesome. And Mark Tindall, Duck Duck Goose, every Monday. Still going strong, right?
Duck Duck Goose, back in business on Monday. We've got our first of our fantastic free shows coming up. And also I'm going to plug the Story Kitchen Impro. We are doing a weekly maestro show at the London Improv Theatre at Swiss Cottage. A weekly show every Tuesday evening. Maestro is a fantastic sort of competitive improv format. 12 improvisers and one audience member step on stage. One steps off maestro. It's a fantastic night. Come along and see it too. And that's Story Kitchen Impro.
Excellent. All right. Great stuff. Fantastic. Nice work. Luke Balbona, any last words?
No.
Okay. Well, that's been The Lil Show. Guys, find somewhere beautiful and just sit in it. That's my advice to you, Dr. Listening, this week.
Preferably an island.
Find somewhere beautiful. It can be round the corner. It can be in your own home. It can be anywhere. But find something you think is beautiful and just bask in it for a bit. Just sit there and appreciate the free things that nature gives us. And this is the last song for today. I've been playing music from Edgar Wright's Top 50 Songs of 2016. This one track is probably one of my favorites of last year, and I'm glad he put it on his list. It's David Bowie. I can't give everything away. Take care, guys. Lil Show out. Peace. Yeah.
Listening to
K2K Radio.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.